Paul, it stands up as the game-winning goal tonight. What's going through your mind when Tucker Poolman all of a sudden darts in shorthanded like that?
On that one, I'm all right with it because of the spacing of everybody else. You know, they're going to get the puck to the net. Preferably, your defense isn't driving the net on a shorthanded play. But they were obviously in a deficit there, and there was a pretty big hole, so it was right with that.
Overall, a three-point night tonight for Kyle Connor. He was obviously in on that shorthanded goal. Just what did you see from him?
Just, the speed on the first one, then that's two now. Where those two guys streak into the posts, can find each other. But the penalty kill, you know, having a guy that's got quite a bit of experience now that we don't have to use anymore. When one of your killers takes one, having him come off the bench as the extra killer is always dangerous.
I missed you this morning, so I don't know if you...
I missed you, too.
That, too. Why putting that line back together made the most sense right now? It's obviously paying off.
It was a function of the games coming out of Buffalo and going into Washington and what it does to the other groups. So the reasons that it's a good line. But having Cody here now... We put a version of a checking line together, and that was Harkins and Kopp and Roslovic, and we ran them against Kuznetsov. So that was part of it. It's also something that you know, that when we were at our best and as a hockey team, those three guys played together.
Is this the best you've seen that line play matchup-wise against the best that the other teams have to offer?
Well... would definitely have to compliment Mark Scheifele's defensive game tonight. That's a lot to handle. You know, Jack Eichel is an elite player. He's also maturing physically, so he's stronger on the puck. He's always had those incredible hands. So one-on-one, he's an awful lot to handle. And Mark did a real nice job with him tonight and showed a keen awareness of how important that is. That I can match that line. It's different styles. So we go into Buffalo, and the Larson line has cost us the game, right? They scored two. So it's a certain style, and we needed Kopp to play against them tonight, which allowed Scheif to play on Eichel. I mean, I roll either one, but against the skilled lines like that, Scheif's the best answer.
Paul, the consistency is evident with Kyle, but how has he blossomed into one of the best scorers in the NHL? I mean, he's tied for sixth right now with Eichel.
Well, I guess there's the individual, and he is so much more involved in the play than he was his first year, right? He's defensively, he's on the puck, creates loose pucks, and then I think a lot of it's confidence that goes with that. When to make plays, when not to is also a big part of being a good player. When just get pucks deep, just make simple plays, and then you're playing with two really dominant men, right, that can control pucks in the offensive zone. He doesn't need much time to get the puck off his stick. And he's very quick to holes. So Mark and Blake are so strong on the puck, they can buy that half second for Kyle to find a hole. And he's going to get it off his stick real quick, so it's tough for goalies to handle.
Was it easy for you to see the difference in his game when he came back up from the American League at the end of that year?
You know what? So he came back up, and I mean, he's still a really young guy, and we've got other really young guys at the same time. But he could skate, and that was kind of the idea that, you know, Mark and Blake were going to have to develop him a little bit. And I've said this before a bunch of times. The game where you kind of had your aha moment, he didn't get a point, and it was in Carolina, where all he did was work absolutely. Nothing was going for the guy. He couldn't get a break, but he figured out all I got to do is work really, really hard. And he did, and the next night he started scoring, and then he took off.